Hello and welcome back. For the second half of the Tip TV Mining Show, John and I are delighted to welcome the management team of Caledonia Mining, Steve Curtis, CEO, and Maurice Mason, Head of Investor Relations. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you start by giving us a very brief overview of Caledonia Mining and your assets?
Sure. Caledonia is a gold mining company listed in AIM and Toronto and traded in the US. We have a single asset being the Blanket Gold Mine in Zimbabwe. The mine produced 42,000 ounces in 2015. Our target is 50,000 ounces this year, and we are on track for that. And we're in a very exciting development phase where we are sinking a new shaft. That project will finish in 2018. We will slowly ramp up production to the target of 80,000 ounces by 2021. A slow and managed ramp-up of production, and the best thing for us around this project is that it's internally funded. Blanket generates good cash, and we can manage this project on our own. So we've got the technical expertise, and we've got the funding, and we've got the asset to develop. So that's who we are, and we are very proud of the asset that we do have in Zimbabwe.
And it's been a very good year for you guys, and you've just had some excellent results for Q3. Would you be able to talk about those in a little bit more detail?
Yes, certainly. Q3 was on track in terms of the ramp-up. The move from 42,000 ounces to 50,000 ounces was a quarter-by-quarter increase. So Q3 was a better quarter than Q2, as it should have been. Record tonnage through the plant, roughly 13,500 ounces of gold, with a better than average gold price for the quarter. So we have had a nice quarter in terms of production and profitability and cash generation. We have had a few issues in terms of one-off costs in the quarter, which actually obligated us to put out a market guidance just before we put out the Q3 results. And it's important for the market to actually understand what those were. So one-offs in terms of a share-based payment expense. Our share price has run nicely this year, and management are incentivized through a cash-settled equity scheme. And so there was a share-based payment expense in the quarter. We had a once-off cost for professional fees for some investigative work we were doing on an acquisition target. So those all came through in the quarter as well. And, you know, those forced us to put out an announcement to say the market's expectation was about 24 cents per share for the year. And we think we're going to be closer to about 18 cents for the year. Now, 18 cents, yes, is off what the market expectation was prior to this quarter, but it is still way ahead of what we did in 2015, which was 8 cents per share. So again, we're very pleased with the progress for the year. Good results, the most important, good mining operation. And, yeah, we understand what the one-offs in the G&A are, and they are accounting issues.
So, Maurice, yes. Always good to hear of production rising and costs falling. What are you actually doing in the mine to make that happen?
The mine has spent quite a significant amount of money over the last few years improving underground flexibility, essentially. Enabling us to move more tons underground and remove blockages and bottlenecks. So that investment has started to bear fruit, both in terms of grade control over the longer term, being able to access more areas of the ore body, and in terms of improved tonnage. We've recently installed a new mill, so the third operating mill in the quarter. We made an announcement for that, and that mill is in the process of commissioning at the moment. So we are now, from a plant capacity point of view, pretty much at the plant capacity that we will need to reach 80,000 ounces over the longer term. That will continue to ramp up as we get additional tonnage from underground, and as grade improves over the life over the next few years towards about 2018, we will be growing to the 80,000 ounces.
So you've got better grade control, presumably, and the natural geology is giving you better grade as you go down?
The grade does look to be improving as we go deeper. The long-term average grade of the ore body is about 3.8 to 4 grams. We have mined so far for the quarter at about 3.3 grams. We did experience, and we put it out in our quarterly results, we have had a month of poor grade in October, but we remain confident that's a short-term issue. And we have a good feel for the ore body and how it will perform over the next few months and years as we go forward. You'll notice our inferred resources, which are some of the deeper sections of the mine longer term, are at 5 grams. We're confident that as we grow production and as Central Shaft enables us to access deeper ore, we will see grade trend upwards towards about 3.8 grams, which may not sound like a lot, but when you move the same tons and you get 10 to 15% more gold out, it makes quite a meaningful difference, and we're excited for that.
And you're spending money, spending capital on developing a new shaft, developing new infrastructure within that mine. Are you comfortable with the level of expenditure right now?
Yeah, so CapEx this year is $18 million, which is all internally funded. The cash balance bottomed in about March last year, so March this year at about $8 million and has been gradually trending up. We pay about $3 million a year out in dividends, so we are funding an internally funded capital expansion program. We are paying a dividend to our shareholders, and our cash balance is growing. So we finished the quarter with just over $12 million in the bank. So yes, we're comfortable. We've got the money. Certainly, if this gold price holds, and even quite substantially lower gold prices, we would be able to maintain our dividend and keep the capital expansion program on track.
And just on CapEx, John, the $18 million is made up of a number of factors. So we're spending a set amount on the central shaft, and that's in line with budget. We are increasing our spend on development. We are increasing our spend on exploration, and we are not holding back on any of the sustaining capex. So there's more tonnage going through the plant, and we are spending the appropriate amount of money on all the sections of our business to ensure that that we've got everything that we need for the future.
And is that exploration focused on near-term development production within the mine, or are you looking outside that?
The majority of it is below 750 meter level, which is our current base operating level, and the project of sinking the central shaft is to effectively develop a new mine underneath the 750 meter level. So a lot of the money on exploration is deep drilling and resource definition across the 3 kilometers that is really the blanket footprint.
So you're really setting yourself up for a much longer term future in Zimbabwe running this mine?
Yes, we are. And the central shaft project is adding 2 levels. And obviously the deep drilling will enable our geologists and the mining engineers to motivate adding a 3rd level and a 4th level, because the natural decisions will now be just to continue going deeper as we develop this mine. So yeah, we see ourselves longer term.
It's probably worth also flagging on resources and exploration. This mine's over 100 years old, and at no stage did it ever have a 100-year mine life. So these type of ore bodies, this is a vertical ore body, they tend to go very deep into the earth. We, with our current resources, have a 10-year life, and we're very comfortable around for the next 10 years. We would anticipate at least adding depleted ounces over the next 10 years. So we feel fairly comfortable we'll be around for quite a bit longer than our resource life. We don't feel resource constrained as a business.
And there's been a shortage or stories of a shortage of dollars in Zimbabwe in recent months. Is that having any impact on you?
There is a liquidity issue in Zimbabwe in terms of hard currency. But we are a generator of hard currency. So as exporters, we get very fairly treated by the Reserve Bank. We sell our gold to the government, and we are having no difficulty in paying our foreign creditors. We are repaying loans and being able to externalize funds for that. And we are paying the management fee that Blanket has a contractual obligation to pay to the Caledonia Group. So it is more difficult than it has been, and we, like the rest of the Zimbabweans, have to work very hard with the authorities to make sure that that our business can continue. But the mere fact that we have invested $30-odd million this year, and we have got all the plans to continue investing aggressively, and we are paying all our bills. It is possible to do business, and we continue to do so.
Fantastic.
Excellent. We are out of time for today, but thank you very much for your time. It's always nice to hear a positive story. Steve, Maurice, look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back next week.